Some people say that to succeed in this world, we need to be more like India or China or Brazil. I say we need to be more like us, the real us. Hardworking, pioneering, independent, creative, adaptable, optimistic, can do. We just have to remember the origin of our achievements, the people of Britain taking a lead. That is why so much of my leadership is about unleashing your leadership, giving everyone who wants it the chance to seize the opportunity, the support, and above all, the freedom to get things done. And giving everyone who wants to believe it the confidence that working hard and taking responsibility will be rewarded, not punished. So let us reject the pessimism. Let us bring on the can-do optimism. Let us summon the energy and the appetite to fight for a better future for our country, Great Britain. This wasn't a normal recession. It was a debt crisis. It was caused by too much borrowing, by individuals, banks, businesses, and most of all, by governments. When you're in a debt crisis, some of the normal things that governments can do to deal with a normal recession, like borrowing to cut taxes or increasing spending, these things won't work because they lead to more debt, which would make the crisis worse. Why? Because it takes risks of higher interest rates, less confidence, and the threat of even higher taxes in future. The only way out of a debt crisis is to deal with your debts. That's why households are paying down the credit card and the store card bills. It means banks getting their books in order. And it means governments, governments all over the world, cutting spending and living within their means. Our plan is right. Our plan will work. I know that you can't see it or feel it right now, but think of it like this. The new economy we're building, it is like building a house. The most important part is the part you can't see, the foundations. Slowly but surely, we are laying the solid foundations for a stronger future. And the vital point is this: if you don't stick with it, it won't work. When firms need to adapt quickly, to win orders, to win the contract, we cannot go on with the rigid, outdated employment legislation of the past. I know the critics will say, what about workers' rights? We mustn't forget the important worker right of all, the right to have a job in the first place. I love our countryside. I would never do anything to put it at risk. But we have got to get the balance right. The proportion of land in England that is currently built up is 9%. 9%. There are businesses out there desperate to expand, to hire thousands of people, but they're stuck in the mud of our planning system. Now, of course, we're going to be open to constructive ideas about how to get this right. But to those who oppose everything we do, my message is this: take your arguments down to the job centre, because we are going to get Britain back to work. There is now irrefutable proof that with the right schools, with the right freedoms and the right leadership, we can transform the education of the most deprived children. You heard yesterday from that inspirational student from Burlington Danes Academy in Hammersmith. Inner city school, deprived area, almost half of the children on free school meals, but this year, three quarters got five good GCSEs, including English and maths. Now that is way better than what the majority of state schools in Sussex, Cambridgeshire, Hampshire got last year, some of the most affluent counties in our country. Why? Because the head teacher, her staff, the parents, they all rose up and said, we are as good as anyone. Our children can achieve anything. Leadership works, and we're going to make it work in all of our schools. The failure of the housing market is bound up in the debt crisis. Because the lenders won't lend, the builders won't build, and the buyers can't buy. We're going to sort this out. We're going to bring back the right to buy your council house. We're going to use that money to build new homes. We're going to take people off the waiting list. It was Macmillan that made us the party of the property-owning democracy. It was Margaret Thatcher that gave people the right to buy. So let us in this generation inspire a new Tory housing revolution. And while I'm on the subject of those great Conservative figures, let me say this. I'm incredibly fortunate in leading this party that I've had the full-throated, incredible support from all our previous leaders. Michael Howard, Ian Duncan Smith, William Hague, Sir John Major, and of course, Lady Thatcher. And you know what? In this party, we don't boo our leaders. We are proud of what they've done for our party and what they've done for our country. I was told recently about a school that wanted to buy a set of highlighter pens. But with the pens came a warning. Not so fast. Make sure you comply with the Control of Substances Hazardous to Health Regulations 2002, and make sure you include plenty of fresh air and hand and eye protection. You try highlighting with all of that. This wasn't how a great nation was built. Britannia didn't rule the waves with her armbands on, so the vetting and barring scheme, we're scaling it back. The CRB checks, we're cutting them back. And at last, let's bring some common sense to government. Next year we're going to welcome the world for the Olympics and, of course, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. These two events say a lot about Britain. Tradition and modernity all in one. And today, we can choose to be a country that's back on its feet and striding forward, paying down our debt and earning a living, getting people off welfare and into work, breaking new ground in education with excellence for everyone and not a privileged few. We can be a country where people look back on their life and say, I've worked hard, I've raised a family, I'm part of a community, and all along it was worth my while. We're too far from that today, but we can get there. It's not complicated, but it's not easy either, because nothing worthwhile is easily won. But you know, we've been told we were finished before. They told us when we lost an empire, we couldn't find a role. But we found a role. We took on communism. We helped bring down the Berlin Wall. They called our economy the sick man of Europe. But we came back and turned this country into a beacon of enterprise. No, Britain never had the biggest population, the largest landmass, the richest resources, but we had the spirit. Remember, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. Overcoming challenge, yes, confounding the skeptics, reinventing ourselves. That is what we do. It's called leadership. Let this time of challenge be turned into a time of opportunity. Not sitting around watching things happen and wondering why, but standing up, making things happen and asking, why not? We have the ideas, we have the people, and now we have a government that's freeing those people, backing those ideas. So let's see an optimistic future. Let us show the world some fight. Let us pull together, let us work together, and let us together lead Britain to better days ahead. Thank you.